In today's episode, we are talking about the foundation that you need to set up to have your business be successful. I don't care who you are. I don't care what type of business you have. If you don't have the right foundation, if it's not set up according to the way it needs to be set up, it's going to be challenging to thrive. But I have some tips for you that I think are going to be outstanding for you to think about, outstanding for you to consider if you want your business to be successful. I will see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Podcast, where we are talking to micro business owners, we're talking to small business owners, women, we're talking to believers that want to grow their business so that together we can impact the world. And my job is to be able to talk to you in three areas. We're talking about faith, we're talking focus, and we're talking finances. So most of the time we're going to do some combination of that, because I think that that's where it is we have to be if we want to be successful. So make sure you head over to CCOClub.com to get more information on what it is that we are doing. That's what I have for you. That's my introduction. And we're talking about this notion of what we should be doing with our foundation and how building a strong foundation for our business is absolutely paramount. Now, it's not rocket science, right? To think that, oh yeah, I got to have a strong foundation. But the reality is if in my earlier podcast, you've heard me say this, it's the non-sexy work. You know, if you are one of those people like myself, I usually watch something on HGTV about, you know, building houses or something. While I'm recording on the television, it's Tiny House Nation. So it's always about tiny houses, because you guys know I'm obsessed with tiny houses. And it's always, there's always questions about the foundation. And, or if you know, on some of the episodes I've watched on HGTV, when they're doing things where they're taking an older house and they're, you know, redoing it, you know, rebuilding it, you know, when you get to the walls, through the walls, there might be something going on, but then there could be cracks in the foundation and you have to get that repaired, because not repairing your foundation can greatly inhibit what you have on top of it. You already know that, right? But it is oftentimes what the people will say is, you know, it's $20,000-$30,000, you know, as an example. And they're like, it just hurts because you can't see that money. My Lord and my God, you can't see it in the decor. You don't see it in the colors on the walls. You don't see it in the sizes of the bedrooms. You don't see it in the tiles that you pick. You just know that if I don't do it, it's going to cost me in the long run. And so you cannot skimp on the foundation, but it is the stuff that you don't see, but it is yet and still one of the most important parts, right? So it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we have some of the right things in place if we want to do this. So I'm going to give you the list that I have right here, right? And I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking about, and we're going to kind of go through this analogy of a building, because I think that it will help you to understand where I'm at. I'm having this podcast because I was on a call with one of my partners with a CCO, and I just was talking about, you know, where we are and how we'll never go back, you know, come back to certain areas. And I said, but it's about we're foundation setting, right? We're setting foundation and how important it is. And I said, I'm going to do a podcast on this because I feel like it's good, because here is a fact. Here is point number one. The role of the foundation is in building stability, right? So when you think about this is a non-sexy thing. When we think about starting a business, oftentimes stability is not the word that we would use when we're describing what we want our business to be like. But it is something that it's an assumption, I think, that we make, but it's not something that we put a lot of thought into talking about, right? And here is a fact that the foundation of a building is absolutely crucial for its stability. It is absolutely crucial. Think about this. It distributes the weight of the structure evenly and prevents it from sinking or shifting. That might set somebody free right there. Like, because what ends up happening, I think, sometimes in our business is that we don't have things distributed evenly to be able to withstand what it is the foundation we're setting. You might be doing way too much work on social media, for example, or you might be doing way too much work on simply making sure the look of your email autoresponders are set up correctly, right? As opposed to making sure that you are distributing weight and distributing things evenly to prevent, like it's just said here, sinking or shifting, right? And that's also with things like your vision, your mission, your core values, right? Are you going to stay focused to your purpose, right? Because that can also help you to stay on course and not go off course when challenges arise, because they say, no, this is how we're building it. No, this is what it is we're doing. So for example, anything that I build as far as my personal business is concerned, is going to have a foundation rooted in God. And if there's something that comes up that gets me, that is presented to me, that gets me off track, it's very easy to see that that's not something I want to engage in, because it is not in line with a core foundation, a core premise that I have for my business. And you have to know that for yourself. You have to know what is a yes, what is a no. I call it, I say it all the time, I call it signing a lottery ticket before you hit the lottery, right? It's easy to dream about what you want to do if you hit the lottery, but it's hard to do it if we got to split it. And I had my ideologies and you had yours, right? So if we talk about what we want our business to do, if we talk about the foundation of our business, if we talk about the core things that we are about before we start making money, we're going to be very, very, very well off in the direction we're trying to go. And it can help to prevent you from sinking and shifting and compromising yourself and your business because of this. So point number one is the foundation is to help to build the stability. Point number two, depth matters. This might set somebody free all by itself. The deeper the foundation, the taller the building. The deeper the foundation, the taller the building. The deeper the foundation, the taller the building. My question for you, I just told you that I'm watching, you know, Tiny House Nation. Are you trying to build a tiny house, or are you trying to build a skyscraper? My Lord and my God. Because the foundation for a tiny house is going to pale in comparison to the foundation of a skyscraper, right? Because it's going to need more depth, because it's got to hold a lot more weight and withstand a lot of pressure. Right? So buildings like skyscrapers require deep, strong foundations that can support their weight and withstand external pressures like wind and earthquakes. Like, so where is the business that God has you building? I don't care if it's a micro business. I don't care if it's a small business, if it's a large business, whatever it is that God has given you. The question is, what type of foundation do you need with it? Right? This and so if we're talking about, and watch this, let me say this too. If you're building a deeper foundation because of what you're trying to put on top of it, it's going to take longer before you start seeing the results of your labor. That might set somebody free right there. You know, I would get frustrated at times where I'm like, God, I'm not seeing this, the results of what I have been sowing. And it becomes challenging at times when that happens, that you don't see the results of what you have been putting in the ground, right? You just don't see it. And you could be thinking, man, this is taking too long. But then you have to shift that thing and ask yourself, I have to ask myself, but what am I trying to build? Right. There's an Asian bamboo that I believe it when you plant it in the ground, I think it stays underground like somewhere between 5 to 7 years before it actually breaks ground, before it breaks ground. It goes deep. It's getting its roots deep before you even see what you planted. So if you are one and the vision that God has shown you, or the piece of the vision that God has shown you, because I believe sometimes he doesn't even show us the whole vision because we can't even handle it, not to where he really wants us to take us. But if he's shown you a part and you know that it's going to be something big, you can't get mad if it's taken you a long time to build a deep foundation. Watch this, especially if you life starts lifing and you can't be building on it the length of time that you need it, right? You just don't know. When you think about it like this, you know, Noah took decades to build the ark. He took decades to build the ark. I want to say, wasn't it like something like 97 years or something like that? You, my Bible scholars out there can quote me, because I'm not thinking about it right now, but I know it took him a long time, right? Longer than I've been living right now. And I always like to think about, like, people went their whole lives, and I know, you know, I use my sanctified imagination. I know people was like, you know, your daddy crazy, because he been building that thing my whole life, and I'm 50 years old and that ark still ain't done, right? Their whole lifetimes. Generations of kids. That ark was there when my daddy was here, I'm here, my son is here, and his child is here, and that ark is still being built. It's gone for a long time. But you know what? It was for a great, great, great thing, right? It was for a great thing. You have to ask yourself, is what it is that you have me building, God, so big that it's going to take decades for me to build the foundation? Decades. I remember hearing, you know, my pastor's story about, you know, where he started and what he was doing, you know, and 19 years later, it's a far cry from where he was when he started, as it should be, if it is building it the way that it's supposed to be built. Right. And so I want you to be thinking about that, because you could be building something that's going to just take more time and effort, more investing, right? More research. A better business plan, a better understanding of your target market, a stronger base, you know, because the higher you grow, the more of a foundation it's going to take, the deeper you're going to have to sow. I like that. The more you grow, the deeper you're going to have to sow. You're going to have to go deeper. You're going to have to go deeper. And that takes time. That absolutely takes time, because what I see what ends up happening is there's a lot of people that want to show us how to make money fast, or they want to say, you know, just do this, you know, pay these few thousand dollars and this is all you have to do that. But if you don't have the right foundation to begin with, you may as well just throw your money on the ground, let other people find it. I'm telling you, it's because, and that's one of the things, I love people who do high ticket offers. And I also think that there, many of us have to listen a lot more clearer, because it's not that they are incorrect with selling high ticket offers or incorrect with selling whatever they're selling. What's incorrect is we have to have the right foundation in the first place. And I think that we don't do a good enough job. And I don't think that we as coaches and consultants do enough job to say who is the right person that needs this. And I want to be the one to say, you have to have the right foundation. Otherwise, it's going to take you a lot longer. You know, even, and you may not even get the results that they're saying you should get, because you weren't ready for that. Your foundation wasn't ready for that in the first place. Point number three, you have to use the right materials for a strong foundation. You got to use the right materials. Watch this. A foundation must be made from high quality materials like concrete, steel, piles driven deep into the ground to ensure durability and resistance in environmental factors. That is what it takes for a physical building. So what are the materials in your business that's going to be your skill set? It's got to be strong. Your team has to be strong. Your financial planning and your financial stability has to be strong. It can't be your leftover money. It can be your leftover money, but you have to do it in a way where it's just not like, oh, I'll do this amount this time, and then maybe in a few more months I'll do that. Not if you're trying to build something that's really, really big. It has to be something that's consistent. You have to have a solid legal structure, the right tools, right? Because that's what's going to be necessary for us to have a thriving business that's going to take us to the places that I believe that God wants us to go to, right? So the right materials. I have to be, and here's the thing, when I look at myself as far as a coach and a consultant, I know the level to which I'm very clear about the level to which I can take people. And I'm very clear about the level that I want to go. And so I know for me, there are times when I have to say, what am I pouring into myself to get better? What am I doing to get better? Am I taking additional courses to get better? Not just to build my business, but to build my knowledge. That might help somebody there. How am I getting better at what it is that I need to do so that I can take people to a higher level? But I have to be pouring into myself, right? I have to get high quality materials, again, in the foundation of myself to be able to go higher, do things better, be stronger in my ability to be able to coach people as well. So I hope that's something that bless you. Another point here, we have a couple more to go. Reinforcement. Your business needs reinforcement. You have to ensure the foundation holds strong under pressure. Here's a fact. Builders use reinforcement techniques like adding steel bar, rebar to strengthen the foundation to ensure it holds under pressure. My question is, what are you doing to ensure that your foundation is holding? Because what I think we do often, I have been guilty of it myself, is trying to build on top of the foundation way too fast. I would say if there is any one major thing that I have done in my past consistently across businesses that I've started, stopped, grew, stopped for whatever reason, is that I went too fast. I didn't allow my foundation to go deep enough. I didn't allow it to cure. I didn't allow it to do what it needed to do. And I was trying to build too high on a foundation that was too shallow. That might set somebody free. We're trying to go too high on a foundation that is too shallow, and it won't be able to stand. It won't be able to withstand the pressure. And so we have to make sure that we have strong partnerships, reinforcement with a community, continuous learning and adaptation. So I got to be able to learn how to pivot and adapt and see trends that are coming, right? Because the pressure is always going to come. It's going to happen. Nobody has a business that even people that get businesses gifted to them, right? It's going to require something different. King Solomon, when God asked King Solomon, what did he want? He started by saying, I have a kingdom. I got this from my daddy. And he was the bomb. And I don't even know how to do this. I don't know how to lead your people like this. I got this big old kingdom. I don't have the skill set for that. And because of what he did, God blessed him tremendously. But what I'm saying is he already had the wherewithal to even be able to ask for the thing that he needed to ask for, to say, I need something that's going to be strong, that because this is what is going to take for me to lead what you want me to lead, God. This is what it's going to take. So that's something that's very important. Here's another point. My last point here. Point number 5, regular maintenance and inspection, because that helps to ensure longevity. My goodness. Even a well-built foundation requires regular inspection and maintenance to check for cracks, shifts, or damage that could compromise the building's integrity over time. Here is the thing. Are you making sure that you are reviewing things that you need to review in your business, even if it's working well? We have to regularly assess our foundation, review our goals, look at our finances, turn them upside down and see, are we as solid as we think we are? Are we in a good market and a good position in our market? Are we willing to make the necessary adjustments to keep our business strong and thriving? When you hear about many of these businesses that have gone out of business, you know, Blockbuster didn't want to do what Redbox was doing, right? They didn't want to evolve. And there's one left in the United States of America, one. And that's just because of nostalgia. There's one. And they were all over the U.S., all over, because they couldn't evolve. They just did not want to evolve. And the thing is that if you're not paying attention, if you're not regularly checking out what and making inspections on your business, you could end up in a season where you miss the shift. My Lord and my God, do you want to be in a place that your building becomes obsolete because you are not paying attention to the writing on the walls? You are not paying attention to the ship. You are not paying attention to the fact that you needed to make some changes. I remember looking at there's oftentimes there's a building that goes up and maybe it's an office building. And then they say, you know what? Somebody is paying attention. They say, let's turn this office building into condos, right? And now they've gone from having one business to having condos, and you just shift it with the times and was able to greatly increase your bottom line because you saw that there was a pivot that was going to be needed and you weren't afraid of it. Yes, that's a big example, but the point being that we have to be able to look critically at what's happening, what's coming, what we need to do, how we need to shift, right? Today's day and age, going viral just because you did something on social media is few and far between. It's just few and far between, because what it was taking to start many years ago is not the same thing that it starts today, regardless of when you're listening to this podcast. At the time of this recording, artificial intelligence, AI, is the future, and we don't have to like it. We don't have to understand it, but I tell you what, you will get left behind if you don't find a way to be able to utilize it, if that is something that's going to be necessary for your business. I woke up this morning at literally, and I said, you know what? I called, because you guys know I call my ChatGPT Shelly. I said, Shelly is putting people out of business. One of my girls said something to me that she did, and I was like, this is the bomb. She said she wanted a workout that she wanted to do, a particular, you know, just something she could do at home because she wanted to, you know, strengthen her core, right? And she told Shelly, AKA ChatGPT, what she wanted to do. And Shelly gave her a workout. Now, any other time, you got to pay for that information. Pay Shelly $20 a month. I don't know if I think she has the free version of ChatGPT, but you can go into ChatGPT and get just about anything you want. I have Perplexity as well, Sheldon. And I can get a lot of information that people is charging me for free, or $20 a month doing something like that. What am I saying? You got to evolve. You have to evolve. There's a lot of things that we're doing that's like people are learning how to do a lot easier and a lot quicker. And if you don't evolve, you're going to get left behind. So that's what I'm saying about that regular maintenance and inspection to ensure longevity, because you may have to pivot, and there's nothing wrong with that. Where we start probably in all respects shouldn't be where we end. We should evolve. I believe in that. I believe in the evolution. So in summary, what I'm saying is it is so important if you want to build a tall building, if you want to build a tiny house with your business, that you have the proper foundation and that you are checking it and that you have made sure that it was strong and that it is deep as it needs to be. It is as stable as it needs to be, right? And you've done it with the right materials, the right insight, the right thinking, the right partners, the right finances, right? So that it can hold under pressure, because that, my friend, is what's going to keep us going. There are too many of us, especially women, who are starting businesses that could have otherwise made it, but it didn't, because we didn't have the right foundation. It didn't because we didn't have the right foundation. And I know that if we come together, again, we are better together. We come together and we're learning things together and we're doing things together, that can help us withstand the storm. That's what I have for you today. Father, I thank you for my sisters and even my brothers who are listening that have heard this information. I pray that there is something that I said about the foundation that shifts someone enough to help them to look at their business a little bit more critically, or their start a little bit more critically, so that they can understand that it is in the foundation of doing that correctly that the business that you are giving them, that you are giving them to grow and to impact other people, will stand according to what you want them to put on top of that foundation. I am asking you that you give us favor and that you continue to bless us as we go out and run our businesses, so that we can in turn change the world for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope that was a blessing for you, family, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.